Hello, everyone. I'm Becca, dietitian by trade, mom 24/7, wife from the start, and when there's a few extra hours in the day, you might find me hitting the trails or on horseback.
And I'm Kara, a therapist to women, a mom to a boy, an entrepreneur, mountain junkie, and a postpartum runner.
And this is Fit for a Queen, a podcast that's devoted to the female athlete wanting to balance the teeter-totter of all the things we desire out of life as women. Performance, health, intellect, and taking time for self, even if we only get 1 minute out of the day.
We're so excited to be bringing you the queens in the athletic world who have done just that. Okay, ladies, take a seat at your thrones, grab your crowns, and welcome to Fit for a Queen.
Welcome back, queens. We have a very exciting guest in studio named Florina Moeller. She was born in Transylvania, Romania on Friday, April 13th. Now, do you ever get any questions on that about the 13th in Transylvania?
Absolutely. And to make it even more fun, the little town I was born in translates in English to something like Wolf Town.
Oh, wow.
I get a lot of, oh, that explains everything.
She grew up in Bucharest and attended Vasile Alexandri Elementary School and St. Sava National College High School. She witnessed the Romanian Revolution in 1989 and experienced the economic instability that soon followed. Due to the aforementioned economic downturn, she was only able to attend high school until the age of 16. At the age of 20, Florina moved to the United States, where she currently lives, and she's in the Kansas City area. She's a self-taught senior software developer and amateur mixed martial arts fighter. Additionally, Florina has had a lifelong passion for writing, and she published her first book titled Heal Your Life and Find Your Balance, 7 Steps to Mental and Emotional Health this past year. This book is based on her personal journey and life experiences and is available to purchase on Amazon, and we'll be sure to have that in the show notes. Okay. In her spare time, Florina loves to read, salsa dance, run, lift weights, and be very active in general. So welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me here.
So let's just kind of start with your journey of how you decided to pick the Kansas City area. We're glad that you did.
So as far as the Kansas City area, my ex-husband lived in the area. So I initially moved to, live with him. And then when we got divorced, I don't know. It was just one of those situations to where I didn't have an incentive to move. I thought about moving back to Romania, and I was really, really, really close to doing that. But then I got some great job opportunities come about. I stayed for those, and now I've pretty much lived my whole adult life here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad that you did. So you have been through so much, but yet you're so grateful. How do you feel the adversity that you've gone through has shaped you into who you are?
I think I have a lot stronger character because of it. And the one thing that I've eventually understood at some point was that it's given me a lot of compassion. Because I wonder if I would have had no obstacles and no problems on my path and everything would have went perfectly. Mm-hmm. I don't know how much compassion I would have had mm-hmm. for people. Mm-hmm. I'm a very driven type A personality, so I might have been kind of an asshole.
So more like empathy for others who have gone through stuff too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that says a lot to you that you only made it through school at age 16, but yet you were able to self-teach yourself how to be a software developer.
How did that come about?
So Romania is a little bit different as far as how high school works. Mm-hmm. Before you go to high school, you choose a little bit your path that you're wanting to gear towards anyway. Mm-hmm. So when I went to high school, I chose the computer science high school. And we had a few classes of computer programming. Now, they were Pascal, which is ancient. Nobody mm-hmm. uses Pascal anymore. But I was really good at it. It was just a kind of a natural talent for me. Mm-hmm. So when I came to the United States, I was actually working as a server at the Cheesecake Factory on the plaza. And after about a year, I was getting burned out on the service industry. And my former father-in-law had a company that had software as a product. So I went to him and I told him, I was like, hey, Chuck, if I learn the language that you use, will you hire me? And Chuck was a very cheap person. So Chuck said, you know what, if you come in for free until my developer says you can do it, I'll give you an opportunity then. Mm-hmm. So pretty much. So I asked him what language they were using, and they were using Visual Basic 6, which is, again, a very outdated language. And I went to the Micro Center on Metcalf Avenue, actually, mm-hmm. with my ex-husband, and we bought a Teach Yourself VB6. Mm-hmm. I went through that tutorial, and I don't know, I was still working, so probably a couple of weeks. And then I started going in for free at Chuck's office, and I think they hired me in 2 or 3 weeks.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're the type A driven worked out in that example.
Yeah, and I'm just naturally good at programming. It comes very easy for me. Mm-hmm. So I was fortunate with that.
Where are you at in your career now with that? Still doing that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm a senior software engineer. Right now what I'm doing is I've moved into more of a contractor consultant role. Mm-hmm. So I do that for a great company, and then I'm doing it through my own LLC. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Good for you.
So developing your own. Too. Well, how did you get involved in MMA fighting?
So growing up, I always watched all the Bruce Lee and the Karate Kid movies, and I also got into lots of fights growing up. I didn't normally start them, but people would pick on me, and I didn't want to back
it down. Off,
right? Yeah. So I really, really wanted to do martial arts, and I badgered my parents to do that. Unfortunately, due to the economical, you know, finance issues, they never did. And then I think my mom was a little bit of a overprotective type mom too. So they, you know, you'll get hurt.
Right.
So I didn't do any martial arts, anything of that nature. When I got divorced at 25, mm-hmm. I started working out, mm-hmm. because I didn't really work out till about 25. Mm-hmm. And so I started going to the YMCA, mm-hmm. at the gym, and they were teaching karate classes there. So I signed up for the karate class and loved it. I did karate for about a year, and it was very old school karate, a lot of kata, almost no sparring, no contact, but I loved it. Mm-hmm. Well, afterwards, I was having a very random conversation with somebody that did MMA, and I just said how awesome I thought it was. And the guy was like, you know, the first 3 classes are free, and you could come check it out. And I'm like, really? So I wasn't really aware that there's MMA gyms all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I went to the first 3 classes, and that was it. I never stopped.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And how long ago was that?
I'm trying to think if it's 6 or 7 years. It's been a while. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what's that like as a female being a fighter? It's so stereotyped that it's men only, or, you know, men's only gym. What's that been like for you to enter into that?
It was very intimidating at first, I'll be honest. The guys are awesome, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, my teammates are just a great group. And guys in general, I haven't had negative experiences as far as, you know, people being awkward. Mm-hmm. Everybody's a professional. We do get physical because that's the nature of the
right
sport, but I've never had anybody that was, you know, creepy about it.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Mm-hmm. And just
probably because you could beat them back up.
Yeah, that too. There's guys that are afraid to go with the girls. So sometimes, and most of the cases, they're just afraid of hurting you. Mm-hmm. So you'll have trouble if you go in a new gym. You'll maybe have trouble in the beginning until they get used to it. Mm-hmm. Right now, the gyms I go to, my teammates know me, and they make sure I get work in.
Mm-hmm. So where do you hope to go with this?
Our plan right now is to do two more really tough fights as an amateur and then make a decision on going pro at that point. Mm-hmm. I want to see how far I can take it.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you. You know, we'll be supporting you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we'll put, you have a fight coming up.
Mm-hmm. Yes. November 18th at Ameristar Casino, Shamrock FC. Pretty excited.
Now, how did you get the nickname Cuddles?
that's a funny story.
Well, we're dying to hear it.
So this started probably in the first year when I was doing MMA. My friend Jessica, good friend Jessica, was fighting in Columbia, Missouri. So we went to Columbia, Missouri for her fight, and we decided to share a hotel room because it would have been cheaper. Mm-hmm. Well, poor Jessica didn't get much sleep because apparently I'm a cuddler. I cuddle her all night long.
Oh, she's like, get off of me, now, I bet.
I slept just fine. I don't remember any of it. And the second time we went to Colombia, it was for my fight. It was my first fight, and we did the same thing. And again, the same situation, just a king-size bed. So this time we put pillows in the middle of the bed as a anti-cuddling barrier. And I did wake up hugging the pillows.
Oh. You need one of those big snuggle pillows that are like body size. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I thought it was funny because I'm a little bit of a goofball. I like to laugh, and I don't know. I think people sometimes take themselves too seriously.
Very mm-hmm. true.
Mm-hmm. So you're okay with the cuddle technique?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. If it makes me laugh, I'm good with it.
Uh-huh. Let's see. Either have you cuddle or get in the ring with you. I wonder which one.
Well, you know, I mean, if you look at grappling, I mean, it's kind of like cuddling, just a little bit rough.
True. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll take your word on that.
I'm wondering what the MMA fighting gives you. Like you said, once you did it, you were kind of hooked. What is it about the sport that you love so much? Or is it empowering for you? What do you think it gives you that you love it so much?
Thought about it. And I think part of it is being very empowering. And especially as a woman, you know, we're confronted with so much violence that it feels really good to know I can defend myself. Mm-hmm. Growing up, I dealt with a lot of street harassment, and I used to be afraid. Mm-hmm. So this gives me this, I know how to take care of myself. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I thought is when you're, you know, for example, when you're sparring, you're not really trying to hurt your opponent because your opponent is your teammate. You're just trying to keep a good balance in between giving something realistic but working on your technique. Well, every punch you land, every kick you land, that's like scoring, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine, you know, if you were in football and you got, I don't know, 40 touchdowns. I mean, that feels very rewarding.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
It's every combination that you mm-hmm. get that's successful, it's a dopamine hit. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're not doing so well, it can be frustrating. So I think that's something else that I really like, is it can feel very rewarding, and it's never about hurting the other person, mm-hmm. at least for me. I just like to win.
Enjoy
the hit.
You just like to win, yeah.
Yeah, it's about winning.
Uh-huh. Can't blame you there.
Mm-hmm. We can't wait to read your book, as obviously this is an area Becca and I love. So what inspired you to write the book on mental and emotional health?
Well, so I didn't grow up, I mean, my parents are wonderful people, but somebody can only teach you something that they know. Mm-hmm. So as my childhood, it was somewhat dysfunctional, and I didn't realize, but I was having some issues, some emotional health type issues, and I had no idea about it, right? Because a lot of cases, when you have a problem, you don't really acknowledge that and realize that. Mm-hmm. So at the age of 28, I had a little bit of a wake-up call when I realized that I'm like, oh, so I have codependency issues, because that's what my mom was. Mm-hmm. And I had a food disorder. I had perfectionism issues. So when I figured out, I actually acknowledged I had those issues. I started reading. I did counseling. I pretty much started working towards fixing them because that's what I do. I'm a problem solver. And so a lot of the things, as I was realizing them, it just really shocked me how basic they are, but yet nobody teaches them.
Right.
Because, you know, again, if your parents don't know them, there's no way they're going to be able to teach you that. And at least the educational system in Romania didn't teach anything like that. And also in the society, it feels like there's still a stigma as far as, you know, emotional and mental health. So, and it's, there's things so basic, like having the proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had huge issues with, you know, PMS symptoms in my 20s to the point where I thought I'm going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It all got solved out when I started taking the proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that made the biggest difference for me was calcium.
Mm-hmm.
Calcium.
Mm-hmm.
It's just simple chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then trying to think, I wasn't aware of what each feeling meant.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. So that's what drove me to write the book. And it's kind of it's a really short, condensed book. I think one of the things that kind of intimidates people when starting to read about something is you get some of those just huge books.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right.
And you look at them and you're like, oh my God, I'm never going to be able to go through this.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I'm a reader, so I can read. There's mm-hmm. a lot of people that are not into...
It can be a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I really wanted to just give a lot of information in a very clear and condensed format.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I think that'll be a great resource. And you're exactly right. You know, all these character traits that have made you successful can also sometimes be harmful if we don't know how to put them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Anger, for example. Anger gets such a bad rap as an emotion, but if you harness it the right way, it can actually be very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or if you understand what it means.
Mm-hmm. And how it serves you, and perfectionism as well. You're sounding like a therapist, but
I've been hanging on you too much, Kara.
Yeah, I had an unhealthy perfectionism at the time, and now I think I'm still a perfectionist. And as far as I still want to learn, I still want to improve myself. I still want to grow, but I'm happy where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
and then I have room to grow.
Mm-hmm. I talk about. How do we use those traits for good instead mm-hmm. of evil? Because they can get to the extreme.
Mm-hmm. So, Florina, towards the end, we always love to end with our fit philosophy and how each guest lives that out. So how do you balance this performance, maintaining your health? It sounds like you really like to maximize intellect, but also getting time for self.
That is a challenge because you have to... figure out the right balance. One thing that I do every morning is I meditate for 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that helps me a lot. That's my me time. And I try to make Sundays be a rest day. I try to schedule massages or yoga or just opportunities to unwind too. In a lot of cases, I just have to listen to my body and listen to where I'm emotionally. I was supposed to fight, not this weekend, but the previous weekend, and the whole show got canceled because of the weather. It was an outdoor show, and they did have terrible storms that mm-hmm. night. So I found out about it on Wednesday, and Saturday I was supposed to fight. So the week after... I didn't feel very motivated. I was just a little bit burnt out on all the stress and the tension pre-fight. And I took it easy.
mm-hmm.
Said it's perfectly acceptable that I'm not going to be super active this week. Mm-hmm. I took a few days for myself. I got my mind relaxed and now I'm all, you know, feeling like going for it. So I guess the biggest advice would be listen to your body, listen to how you're feeling, and give yourself permission to take time off if you need it.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Such an important point.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We will be sure to include your book, but also access how they can find your next fight and follow you as well on Facebook.
All right. Thank you.
Good luck for the upcoming fight.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Well, thanks so much for coming in today, and we'll see you later, Queens.
Thank you to our sponsor today, Sentimano Counseling. Sentimano Counseling is the premier perinatal mental health practice in Kansas City, treating mood disorders during pregnancy and postpartum, perinatal loss, infertility, eating, and exercise disorders. Go to sentimano.com for further information about the practice and services. For additional information on today's topic and guests, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at FitForAQueen. And
hashtag FitForAQueen.
And don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We can't wait for you to join us next time on Fit for a Queen.
Bye, Queens.